Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And Kevin Papp, who is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, also farms south of Lake Crystal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Lots of stuff on farmers' minds these days. We have some tariffs that are being levied, apparently, by the Trump administration. And we have, at the same time, a report I just read in the paper today about margins being pretty thin for farmers these days. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I guess we're really blessed here in Minnesota and in the Midwest. We can grow a whole lot more than we can use. And because of that, we need those outside markets. And we need to remember, you know, 95.6% of the people in the world don't live in the United States. So international trade is so important to all of agriculture, especially Midwest agriculture. Now we're talking about a tariff. Well, what's a tariff? A tariff is nothing more than a tax at the border where we're going to put that additional cost on. So that makes our products that much more expensive. And as we talk about trading and the trade deficits, yes, we have a deficit as a whole, but agriculture has a trade surplus. We trade a whole lot more leaves the United States than comes in, and then that makes agriculture, of course, that tip of the spear as we talk about trade wars and tariffs and things like that. And from an agriculture perspective, we really believe it's a whole lot easier to avoid a trade war than to start one.
So that is something that's on your mind. Also, we're kind of in the process of renegotiating NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and we backed out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, so we're not part of that arrangement. How does that all fit into the picture?
It all gives us concerns in agriculture, the financial stress. You know, we're in the fifth year of declining farm incomes. We've got a 52% drop in net farm income in the last 5 years, and we're so dependent on these overseas markets and our close neighbors of Canada and Mexico. And if, you know, we understand that's over 24 years old. We need to modernize it. We need to improve it, but we can't walk away from NAFTA. Over 24% of our Minnesota ag exports go to Canada. Almost 24% of our Minnesota ag exports are going to Mexico. So that's nearly half of our exports on those two countries. So that's very important. And right after Canada and Mexico is China. And we're seeing all those concerns. First, it was solar panels and washing machines. Now we're at aluminum and steel tariffs. So some real concerns. And, you know, from this area of the state, we're all about corn, soybeans, and pork. And those are three very big products that China would like to have. And we don't want to be used as that tool to retaliate.
Kevin Papp is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau and has been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. Next week, we'll have part two of this three-part series, and we're going to talk a little bit about renewable fuels and other such things. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.